Before we dive into today's episode, we have an important opportunity to share with you. Every clinic has one, that person who goes above and beyond, whose dedication truly shapes the future of veterinarian medicine. Nominations are officially open for the 2026 DVM 360 Veterinarian Heroes Recognition Program. Since 2021, this program has celebrated the compassion and leadership of professionals across every corner of our field, from surgeons and emergency clinicians to the technicians, practice managers, and client service representatives who keep everything running. If you know a colleague who deserves to be recognized for their extraordinary impact, we want to hear their story. You can use the link in the show notes to submit your nomination. The deadline is Thursday, April 30th, and winners will be honored this August at Fetch Kansas City. Help us elevate the best in our profession. Nominate your veterinarian hero today.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast and happy CSR reception week. This is amazing. And we have a huge, 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 wonderful friend and guest to celebrate CSRs and all things going on with the client service representatives. Our good friend, Dr. Jill Clark, is in the house. How are you, my friend?
Oh, Adam, I am so excited to be here, especially during this particular week.
Yes, I mean, this is very near and dear to you. To our listeners, Dr. Clark is the Chief Visionary Officer for Ignite, and then also one of the founders for NAVR, which is the North American Association for Veterinary Receptionists, and which has an incredible momentum and a great organization. We're going to chat all about that coming up on this podcast. So this conversation is totally dedicated with the CSRs. And why do you feel a CSR movement is building? Because I agree with you. When working in continuing education, I was just telling before we started that we had a lot of great feedback of we want CSR more content. So why do you feel there is such a movement in the making?
You know, some indicators beyond feeling, because I'm with you, like just know it's here, right? You just know it's here. But, you know, for the facts of the matter, we have almost 6,000 CSRs in our Veterinary Receptionist Certificate of Excellence, which Ignite created 2-3 years ago. And I remember back in the day, Adam, people would like, oh, that will never work. No hospital's going to pay for CE for their receptionists. And it's an entry-level job. There were so many reasons people thought it would never work. And now that we're at nearly 6,000, it's like au contraire, right? Yes, it is working. And people want it. And not only have we done it in general practice, but we created a specialty in ER version and now in Spanish that's being purchased.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah, it's been amazing to see that the different aspects of veterinary medicine say, hey, where's mine? Right. So that's one piece. NAVR, as you mentioned, was formed. And actually, we kicked off at a Fetch conference in Kansas City a couple of years ago in 2024, and thank you for that opportunity. Oh. And now we're over 700 strong. So over 700 CSRs are members, and that grows every week. We also just hired, by the way, a new executive director. Judy Rose Lanier is now the executive director of NAVR. And so we're earnestly moving, you know, in an organized fashion. And I think people are going to see the results of that. And then, you know, CSRs now have opportunities at state and national meetings for tracks. And you just didn't see that before. And now it's being adopted. And again, back to Fetch, you know, we'll be at NAVR and Ignite will be at Fetch in Long Beach in December. And we're really excited about that. But there's a strong community now that's forming at conferences that used to exclude CSRs. And then can't miss out that DVM 360 has the Veterinary Heroes recognition and includes CSRs for the first time. So that's been a really big deal. But I think we'll know that we've really arrived when we hear practices say CSR week is meaningful to me, and we're not going to lump our CSRs in with Tech Week or something else like has kind of been historically the case. Ethel Pollock started CSR week, and we give her great props for that. And I think this year feels like more people are going to engage and really let the CSR shine.
They really are. And you'll be happy to know this, Dr. Clark. I'm here to surprise you with information. This is the first year ever that the CSR nominations is the most nominated section out of all 14 categories. So if that doesn't tell you something, right? I think there are over 100 nominations that are in for the CSRs, and the stories, the previous winners have to select. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, yes, that's so great to hear.
Yes. So we're definitely on to that movement, to your point. What are the areas of the practice that CSRs can take on successfully that are maybe not thought of by some practice leaders?
Oh, so one of my missions, and this is we're talking about the Ignite side right now, but we did veterinary reception certificate of excellence, and now we have people saying we want more, we want more, we can do more. And so the super CSR, as I call it, or our next level, we're really looking at them as revenue generators, fee capture champions, client loyalty architects, client experience gurus. They should own that process, compliance advocates, culture stabilizers, and fearless financial experts. So really taking the notion of the CSR answering the phone, greeting clients, and moving them into a revenue generating role. That also guides the client experience because there's really no one else in the practice dedicated to making sure the client gets from researching your practice all the way to a follow-up phone call with any sort of strategy. And I think that role really could shine in that regard.
I love that. You know, when you think of on the human side, there's usually like a patient advocate, you know, that you can talk to. And I see
Right.
this a lot in the veterinary settings too, that it tends to be a CSR that's the advocate for the patient and the client. Are you seeing that a little bit more too in certain practices?
I think if we'll let them do that, and what it takes, I think, is this shift, which is what we're talking about, this kind of movement, is it takes the CSR saying, I want to do that. Practice manager, I'm ready for that. You know, and that's where we know it's going to happen versus, you know, a practice necessarily telling her that's her job, I think, or he. It's what they're starting to demand more, right? And that's when it'll happen like that.
Yeah. And what are the phases that you hear from practices about the CSR role or CSR education?
You know, so there's good things like the positives or, you know, this is the first and last person to see my clients. I want to invest in them. They're really, you know, the face of the practice. And clients come here as much for the CSRs as the DVM. When I was practicing, I heard that all the time because I had this wonderful CSR named Bobby, who basically was she'd capture clients and then I'd treat their pets. You know, she was really an amazing person. We all have a Bobby, I think.
Yes.
And then without them, there would be no hospital visits. There'd be no revenue without someone to book those appointments. And sadly, on the flip side, I hear if we invest in training, they'll just leave us, which is actually not the truth. If you don't invest in them, they will leave you because development's really the number one reason why people stay or go. They're just here until they get a job in dentistry or some other place, also not necessarily accurate. And then back to that entry level position. It's anything but entry level if we treat it with the respect that it needs.
Yeah, I just want to share a story with you because you mentioned Bob, and I have to give her a shout out because I know she listens. And Eve, it's so funny because Adam and Eve, and she was our rock star CSR. I mean, clients would book appointments if she was working, not the doctors, but when she was on and working because, right? And it's just incredible. They said because well, she communicated her bedside manner, the way she invoiced clients out was like super fast and quick, just like getting the clientele, the community. And I like that you're saying this, that they're more than, I don't want to say just air quotes, a CSR, because they're such a huge advocate for the practice that when you have a Bobby or an Eve in the practice, those are how we want them to shine and stay invested in the practice culture.
And we ask them to make pretty amazing commitments to financial discussions, to highly charged emotional
Yeah.
discussions with clients. Sometimes they're the ones having that first contact on end of life care. So we ask a lot of this group of people for as little as we give them back.
Yeah, we really do. There was a situation with a receptionist, and this is a story that was told when I gave election practice management. So we talked about autonomy, CSR autonomy, how they should be able to be part of a treatment process to an extent, of course. And there was a moment where this client, and it was an elderly woman, and she'd never heard of pill pockets before. And she says, "I'm struggling trying to get pills." So over her shoulder, she had a shelf of them, and she's like, "You know what? It's on the house. Let me do the first one and show you how it's done." The woman was like floored. She's like, "Oh my God, my golden just gobbled it up. Oh my God." She's like, "It's on the house." She got fired the next day for giving out a complimentary bag of pill pockets. And it broke her, this veterinarian that was telling us the story, because the ripple effect that that has created, multiple people left that practice because of her. She was a rock star. And the fact that she didn't have her autonomy to say, "Hey, that's on us," because she was doing compliance and adherence. It's sad that's around, but I think it's less and less, hopefully. But I just want to share that with you.
Well, that's some poor math, right? Because your
Yes.
average client transaction, all it takes is that person to come back one time to pay for that like 50-fold, right? The pill
Right.
pockets. And that's just a nearsighted sighted view of
It
that. And
is.
it's very sad. But you know what? There's another practice that probably would appreciate what she did and took her gladly.
Absolutely. And they lost that client too. So I thought, and that was like a huge thing. But so that's again the importance of our CSRs. And okay, so how do the goals and efforts of Ignite and Never address this thinking that we're talking about today?
Well, I think both have an advocacy type role, but Ignite's role is really different in that it's using education to empower. And that is our day-to-day thing. Every day, we're thinking about ways to advance all veteran team members, but particularly CSRs, because I keep calling them the orphans of education, but that's going to change, right?
Yes.
We're quickly catching up and trying to create this super CSR that you and I were just talking about, someone that's not just thought to be answering phones and greeting clients, but doing much more in the practice. And then NAVR is definitely a full-on advocacy group. That doesn't mean we don't provide education because we do in certain ways. We've got a great webinar coming up this week during CSR week too. But the recognition, changing the way people think about CSRs and giving them recognition and giving them a voice and then advocating for education on a broader scale is really the purpose of NAVR. And I think that's been greatly embraced and appreciated by the CSR community.
Yeah, it really has. And that's how we move the needle for anything that we talk about, is this through education. What are some things you wish other veterinary leaders knew about CSRs?
Well, and this was a problem actually I faced. Adam, I'll just be honest, is I had heard through when I was practicing, oh, they're just looking for another job. They really don't want to be here permanently. They're waiting for a dental job or something that pays more to whatever. This was, and it's really a trap to think about that because they don't see themselves as temporary placeholders. I can tell you from all the students we have in VRCE, we get a lot of feedback from them, and they don't see that. They don't lack ambition. They just want a job and they want to be excellent at it, but they want to be trained. So they will leave if we put them into a busy, hectic environment at a veterinary practice and don't train them. I mean, and then, like I just mentioned earlier, people say, well, if we invest in training, they'll leave. It's such a catch-22. Like, train them to do their job well and give them a reason to stay. I think there's also some misnomers about whether or not you should invest in training with them. Oh, they won't take it. They're too busy, or I've tried to get something through and they wouldn't do it before. Well, maybe it wasn't the right thing for them. Because the ones that we have talked to have said, if you'll let me pick my path, I will take whatever training you have. I want to be excellent at whatever I'm doing. And they really want a home in veterinary medicine, and we need to give them a home and we need to legitimize this role.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Okay. I cannot believe, by the way, it's been 10 years that Ignite is. So congratulations on the anniversary. It's 10 years old.
10 years
Wow.
old. I mean, I totally remember me, my computer, and my kitchen when Ignite
Yeah.
started 10 years ago, and it was just the scariest time in my life, but the most exciting time in my life. The first time I've ever owned a business
Yes.
and been a true entrepreneur. And that journey from a startup, a true startup, to a legitimate small business has been invigorating. I mean, it's such a gift. I've learned so much that, and I was in hospital operations, as you know, for many, many years, managing multi-site practices, and I thought I knew a lot, but when you have own your own business, it's just a little bit different.
It is different. And, so this has placed such an impact on the profession with all the great work that you've done for the past 10 years. What does that mean to you and to your team?
The most exciting part, I think, is knowing that we're breaking the mold of how veterinary teams learn. We're just forever and ever, we've been watch a video, take a test. And it just goes against all neuroscience and the forgetting curve and all this other stuff, with on e-learning. And so being able to talk people through how learning needs to be sticky and how we need to have reinforcing exercises. It needs to be, you either need to laugh or cry or have some emotion attached to learning for it to stick as well. All of that has been a hard road, but I think we're making a difference for people so that we're getting stories back about like this one girl. It's particularly important for CSR, for our CSR work. She said, "It used to terrorize me to have financial conversations with clients, like terrorize me. I'd get upset and have like stomach upset over having to have financial conversations. And now that I've learned about how to have those successfully, it no longer is scary in my mind." And I think about what we took this person every day was like about to vomit when they were in the
Yes.
workplace.
Right.
That was part of their job. And to be able to wash that away through education, stories like that just keep us going.
Yeah, that's all right. It's your why. It's really what keeps you going. Yeah, that's fantastic. My gosh. I've always been such a fan of Ignite and all the great work you do because you have this innovation. You love to think outside the litter box, and hence for the success of it, 10 years, and here's to another 10, 20 years with Ignite and all the great work you're doing there, and also with Naver.
Can I give a little treat to our
Yes,
audience?
please.
So anybody that watches this podcast, and is interested in the Veterinary Receptionist Certificate of Excellence, specialty ER, Spanish, or the general practice, if they'll use VetBlast25
Ooh.
when they go to ignitevet.com and they put that in when you go to pay it, you put in your coupon code VetBlast25, and that'll get you 25% off of that program.
Oh, awesome.
So we want to make sure that we give back some love to you, Adam, for being such an advocate for us. And
Oh, thank
they
you.
also get $100 gift card if the student can complete in 13 weeks, which is very
Oh,
doable.
that's
So,
awesome. Well,
and a
thank
hoodie
you for
and a couple
doing that.
other stuff. But anyway, yeah,
Yeah.
thanks for letting me chat with you today. As you know, this is a passion, and what a great week to be a CSR in veterinary medicine, and I'm glad that we could support them.
It really is. Thank you for all the great work that you're doing and shining such a great light on such an important profession within the profession of the CSRs. And to those listening, please do something for the CSRs this week, even if it's just a handwritten thank you note. I'm a big fan about this. I speak about this when I talk about practice management. We always are keeping the thank you notes when we deal with end of life care, and that keeps me. I have them all. I kept them all. And so to have a handwritten thank you note from a team member, just and be specific about something that they've really have done and accomplished, that means so much to an employee, let alone the CSRs, because they are our frontline workers. So a big shout out to the CSRs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you again, Dr. Jill Clark, everyone. So glad
Thanks,
she's up.
everyone.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow. Happy CSR week, and we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.